بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الآيات we began discussing yesterday Allah سبحانه وتعالى says إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي certainly Allah تبارك وتعالى and Allah سبحانه وتعالى's ملائكة to send salawat upon Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we speak about this word salawat, then we will realize that there are many different meanings in Arabic, and this is the beauty of the Quran, this is the beauty of the language of Arabic also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah himself sending salawat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the malaika sending salawat upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to do the same. Obviously, it is quite natural, it is known to us that we cannot do what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's salawat will be of a different nature. The malaika, their salawat also will be of a different nature, and our salawat will also be of a different nature. Although the word may be shared between the three, but obviously the act in itself will be different. So hence the ulama have explained that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the salawat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he sends the salawat and his blessings upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala salawat will be in the form of mercy upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's continuous mercy flowing upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly he was the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the best of all humankind. He was the best of all the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy continues to flow upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second aspect of it is that of the malaika. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the malaika are also sending salawat, then they are making dua. Their dua is dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua of maghfirat for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua of the increasing of the rank upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, obviously, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the malaika making dua, then what's the need for us to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The answer to that is very simple. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to benefit from our salat, our salawat, our durood upon him as much as we ourselves will benefit. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the benefit also by joining in to the salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our salawat is sent upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be in the form of praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, when we read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to send down his mercy, to send down his blessing upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that clarifies this issue of the word itself, salawat. The mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is one meaning also of the word salawat. Then the dua of the malaika, that is also another meaning of salawat. And from our side, praises for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also one meaning of salawat. And this is the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of the language of Arabic. And Allah ta'ala then says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that we should send salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam means peace. In other words, we invoke the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep him peaceful and safe in every aspect and in every part of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the classical older commentators of the Quran Kareem, they used to say sallimu taslima, and the word salam is also one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is as-salam, and in actual fact we were actually making dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attains and acquires the salamat and the peace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when this ayat was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He says that they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, we know how to send salam upon you, but how do we send the salat upon you? At that time, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. What we term as durood Ibrahim, that durood that we recite in our salat. And hence, in this manner, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum how to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he narrates from the same Sahabi Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu ta'ala anhu that once Ibn Abi Layla said that Ka'b ibn Ujra came out and we saw him and he asked the people, should I not give you a gift? Now today when we speak about gift, we speak about the gift of the material things. It has to have some monetary value. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their gift was in a different form sometimes. So they said, yes, why not give us a gift? And he narrated this entire hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this perhaps is the most beautiful gift that we can give anyone in our lives, that we remind them all the time to recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The last aspect we'll discuss is insofar as what is it to say salam and salat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, what is the jurisprudence, law with regards to salawat? The ulama have written that whenever we hear the name of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is wajib for us to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, send salat also, send salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter in the majlis, if the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is said again or mentioned again, then thereafter it will become mustahab. But the first time to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compulsory. Now, whenever there is a talk and a bayan, then we should try and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only the first time, but all the time. Because all the time we ourselves are going to gain closeness to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence we find that insofar as our muhaddithin are concerned, the scholars and the ulama of hadith, that when they say qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it is 10 times, if it is 100 times, if it is 1,000 times, they will continuously say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that also is a very great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the spiritual strength, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to continuously recite salawat and durood upon our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.